This is the Wall Street update from World Business Report at the BBC World Service on Tuesday, the 28th of June. I'm Rob Young. Financial markets were much calmer on Tuesday compared to the previous 2 days of trading. The British pound seemed to stabilise. Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in the US was watching the day's action.
They've stabilised for a day, or at least one day. We'll see how long it lasts. I think people were certainly a calm after the storm, if you want to call it that. But, you know, I've been around for a while, and I remember the 2007, 2008, 2009 days in the financial crisis when we'd have, you know, big down days followed by a big up day and then only to be, you know, disappointed a few days later. So it's still too early to tell, I think.
Are you saying that what we are seeing on the markets at the moment feels a bit like the financial crisis?
No, certainly not that bad. But the types of moves, the rapid moves, 500-600 points in the Dow, those are the type of moves we were seeing back then, albeit that the Dow was lower then. But, you know, I don't get the feeling, no, not at all like it was in the financial crisis. But, you know, there's certainly a lot of nervousness out there.
The British pound has recovered a little. Do you think the slide in the value of that currency against the US dollar is over?
I don't know. I do think that people were hoping for more central bank intervention. That always seems to be the calm and the cure for everything. And there were some rumors going around today about a potential stimulus package coming out of the ECB and one maybe coming out of the Bank of Japan. And those are the type of things that get markets moving and certainly get currencies readjusted.
Are investors in the United States still very much watching what is happening between Britain and the European Union?
They're certainly watching it very carefully. People are concerned, even if it doesn't affect, let's just say, a small cap company that has only their sales in the U.S., well, they could be affected because it could be part of an ETF that gets affected. Sometimes the correlation will take everybody with them, and people get nervous about that.
That was Joe Saluzzi there in the United States. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 1.6% at 17,409. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 2.6% at 61.40.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.